You know, I never thought a little cat could give me so much grief. Hmm. It all started last week. Judy and I were playing barnyard chess. Ha-ha! Well, I'll get it.
Ugh! How can I be expected to play with all these distractions?
Hiya, funny. What's jiggling?
Roger, what are you doing here? I mean, would you like to come in?
No way, funny. I got a motor. Me and my mom are going to the Monster Truck Show in Bloatsburg.
Howdy, Doug.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Klotz. Wow, sounds great. So, why are you here?
Can't a guy stop and say hello to his good buddy if he wants to?
Sure, Roger. Buddy?
Yeah. Hey, did I tell you we're staying in a hotel?
Neat. Well, have a good time.
Only thing is, they don't allow pets.
Gee, that's too bad.
Yeah, I mean, what do they expect a guy to do? Leave his pet out in the rain?
Gee, I don't know.
A guy's gotta make sure his pet's somewhere safe, right?
Yeah.
With somebody he can trust.
Yeah?
Yeah! Glad we agree, Funny. And that's why I'm giving you the privilege of taking care of Stinky for a few days.
Stinky?
Oh.
Hello, emergency. I'm calling to report a cat. No, I don't want the cat rescued. I want him arrested. This cat is crazy. Hey, ow! How soon can the police get here?
Never mind.
If I should, Roger.
Come on, just look at that face. How could you possibly say no to a face like that? So, what do you say?
Gee, I don't know, Roger. My parents are away, and Judy doesn't really like cats.
What a magnificent creature! Such raw feline power, such animal grace, and such a cute little dummy.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll do it?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean...
Forget it. It's no biggie. I'll just stay home with Stinky and miss the Monster Truck Show I've been looking forward to all year.
Doug, what's that noise he's making?
Well, okay, Roger, if it means that much to you.
Funny, you're a real pal.
Little did I know what I was getting myself into.
It'll be a cinch, Funny. All you need is a few things. Here. Oh, and one more thing. I put Stinky on a special diet. Skinny Kitty Diet Cat Food.
How come?
Well, he's been getting really fat and he's been acting sort of sick lately. Boy, you should see how much puke that guy can blow.
Okay.
Just keep him on his diet. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. Well, have a good trip.
Hey, Funny?
Yeah?
I'm counting on you.
Wow, Roger really cares about that cat. Well, Stinky, I guess we're gonna be...
Whoa!
Taking care of Stinky was gonna be a real barrel of laughs. Ha, ha, ha. Each night, check Stinky for ticks, clean out crusty eye gunk, put eardrops in ears, and don't forget to floss. Well, time to hit the stinkarium. Stinky! Huh?
Thank you.
Why can't you just eat pizza and ice cream like a normal pet? Oh, no. Why did I say that? Stinky, you can't have pizza. You're on a diet. No. Forget it. It's good, see? Yes. Oh my, yes, good, tasty. See? It's not so...
Excuse me?
One scoop pickle ripple, one scoop anchovy madness, and a cherry on top. Satisfied? I knew I shouldn't have given in to Stinky. Maybe all that junk food made him sick. The only problem was... Stinky? He's on the loose! Stinky? Oh, Stinky! It's time for your breakfast! Stinky! You can't hide forever, Stinky! I know you're up here. Stinky? You in here?
Honestly, I don't know why you worry about that cat. Don't you know cats are independent creatures? That's why they're so much better than dogs.
Judy, that cat is out of control. You can't let him out of your sight for a second.
Nonsense, Dougie. Did you know the ancient Egyptians worshipped cats? They believed that the undying soul of... Fur all over my Victorian dinner gown. My flapper hat is full of hairballs. I want that filthy beast out!
Stinky was sick, and it was all my fault. How could I break it to Roger? Roger! Yeah, Stinky isn't quite as healthy as usual. Well, I didn't follow his diet exactly to the letter. Oh, good. I'm glad you understand. No, Roger! No!
I trusted you, funny!
I had a beach ball that looked like that. Made the same noise, too. Think he's gonna blow?
It's Roger. What'll I tell him? Hi, Roger. Oh, yeah, Stinky's great. Oh, no, you can't talk to him. Why not? He wants to talk to Stinky. What do we do?
Meow.
Hear it, Valentine. Put Stinky on pronto.
He's not buying it.
Listen, Roger. Stinky's sick.
Sick? What do you mean sick? You two goofs better start explaining.
We're taking him to the vet.
What are we gonna do?
Let's get moving, man!
I can't take it anymore! This is driving me crazy. I'm gonna go in there and start asking some questions.
If he'd brought the cat in tomorrow, it would have been too late.
Even sooner. It could all be over any minute now.
What'd they say?
They said it was all over, Skeeter. Stinky's dying.
What, from a little ice cream?
I was supposed to take care of him. And instead... I've killed him. What'll I tell Roger?
Where is he? What have they done with Stinky?
Roger, I tried to tell you.
What happened, Funny? Where's my cat?
Roger, it's all my fault. I fed Stinky pizza and ice cream.
You did what?
I didn't think once could do any harm.
You did what?
I tried to talk him out of it, but he just kept howling.
You did what?
And
Now, it looks like he's gonna
be a very proud mother.
Huh? Stinky is a girl?
Roger, why didn't you tell me?
Well, how was I supposed to know?
Son, we're way past due for a very important talk.
Well, pregnant animals always get hungry for strange foods. When you fed Stinky Peach and ice cream, you were doing just what nature ordered.
Gee, Doug, you didn't have to tell Roger there was anything wrong at all.
No, I'm glad I told Roger what was going on, Skeeter. I mean, I'd sure want him to tell me if there was something wrong with Pork Chop.
I think there is something wrong with Pork Chop.